The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Hello and welcome to the last week of Premier League football news. Since it's the end of the season, I'm out of a job. Crystal Palace beat Aston Villa 5-0, which gives Aston Villa a taste of the Champions League group stage next season. Newcastle beat Brentford 4-2, which puts Newcastle in 7th with a chance to make it to the Europa Conference League if Man City win the FA Cup. Fulham beat Luton 4-2. Luton were guaranteed to be relegated regardless, which is unfortunate considering the impressive season they've had. Tottenham beat Sheffield United 3-0, so Sheffield are relegated at 20th and Tottenham made it to the Europa League at 5th in the table. Nottingham Forest beat Burnley 2-1. Burnley have been relegated at 19th in the table and Forest survive relegation for another season at 17th. Man United beat Brighton 2-0, which keeps United at 8th. Arsenal beat Everton 2-1 with a late comeback, but unfortunately it wasn't enough to help them win the title. Chelsea beat Bournemouth 2-1, with Cole Palmer getting man of the match, probably because he's the only one recently that's been able to help them win any games. Liverpool beat Wolves 2-0. In Jurgen Klopp's final game as manager of LFC. Arne Slot, la 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 la. He will be missed, believe me. And finally, the one I've been avoiding for as long as possible, Man City beat West Ham 2-0 to lift the title for a fourth year in a row. I might just start watching the Championship or something. Thank you for tuning in through the season and see you in a couple of weeks for a new podcast before the start of the Euro.